All right, this is gonna be one of the longer videos. It's really gonna work the hips. It's gonna work the IT band. It's gonna work rotation and the lumbar spine. These are some of my favorite stretches that I do each day. We're gonna do them yin style, which is 2 to 8 minutes. The whole idea of that is light tension over time. That allows us to get deeper into the muscle, deeper into the joint, and we do it slowly because we're asking the body permission to unlock areas that it's usually protecting. So we wanna make sure we go in gently, we wanna make sure we're respectful while we're there and relaxed and working alongside our body, and then we wanna come back and wake up our body again to get the joints back online, to get the muscles back online, to make sure that they're ready for activity and they're back to protecting themselves, okay? So here's what we're gonna do. First one we do is I put one leg on top of the other, right on top of the left. So let's do the beginner's version first, which would be just turning to the side. That would be version one. You could have your arms out and you could turn your head the other way. You could turn it the same way, whatever you like. And you'll feel a little stretch over this way. Version two would be putting the leg over top and stretching over, which is going to put more tension into the hip here. And version three would be straightening the leg out over the top. You can do that with the bottom leg out straight or the bottom leg back. Version four, some people even like to pull this leg so that you're pulling them in opposite directions so that you're getting this hamstring and this quad at the same time. I think I'm just going to stay at version three today. So nice and relaxed. The whole idea is how relaxed can you be? Where can you unclench muscles that are clenched? Where can you relax your mind and work with your body, your mind, and your breath to create as much relaxation as possible, so that your body continues to release and let go of any tension in the muscle you're stretching. So that over time, as you inhale and exhale, you'll actually feel space being created as you get deeper and deeper into the stretch. Sometimes you'll just stay where you're at. Sometimes you'll take up a little of that space just to recreate a little of the tension again if things get so stretched out that you're not feeling the tension at all. And let's go for 2 minutes here. Remember, stop this video whenever you need to. 2 to 8 minutes is ideal. But when you're starting out, if you have to start out with 10 seconds or 20 seconds or 30 seconds, even in the lowest level of stretching, you're giving great benefit to your body and you're on your way to better health. Your improvement is where your health is going to improve, not somebody else's. I'm not changing position or anything, so stay down, stay relaxed. If your eyes are closed, that's fine. I just want to mention that sometimes I'll even work through multiple progressions. Maybe do position one for 2 minutes and position two for 2 minutes. And then I'll really settle in for position three or position four. It's not always that I just do one or the other. Sometimes I have to work my way in or work along with my body to be invited in. Okay, 10 more seconds. Make sure nothing's clinching. Make sure the hips are letting go, the legs are letting go, the feet, the jaw, the shoulders. If you're stretching over to the left, make sure your right shoulder's on the ground. Don't let that be lifted up. Okay, bring that leg in. Now with that same leg that would have been over, I'm not changing anything yet, but I am changing sides. So now I'll turn to the other side. And now this will stretch in through here. It's a real big side opener. If you have any kind of tension in this area, this could be the stretch you're looking for. But now that I'm going to the right, I'm making sure my left shoulder is down. And you can explore with head positions. But ultimately, you want to find stillness. Get that body to relax. Let your mind and body relax. If you're fidgeting or worried about getting out, you may just be stretched a little too much. You can always put a pillow under your legs so they don't go over as far. You can not lock your legs over and just keep them side by side so they're not turning as far. Whatever works for you, spend some time to learn about yourself. Where the right tension is for you, what the right muscles you need to stretch, how often you need to stretch them, so you could find the right combination to move closer and closer to better health each and every day. You want to be a top class mechanic for your body if you want the parts to last long and work at their best. All right, nice and easy. Remember, don't use the muscles to come back up. Don't just pull the leg back up and use the muscles you've been stretching. You've just lengthened them out, and you got acceptance from your body to go into deeper stretches. So you want to unwind them, use your hands, move them back gently, get them turned back on again, get the joints protected again, get the muscles protected again, so that they're ready to move. And that's working with your body. Okay, move over a little. This is another one that I like after I do stretches like that, where I'll continue to stretch this side that I was just stretching by putting this leg out straight, this leg out that way, and this arm up over my head. Now I'm taking where I was getting great rotation to stretch there, and now I'm creating length there. Now remember, whatever version works for you, if this is the version for you, if this is the version for you, if this is the version for you, if you're down here, you can lock this foot over. That creates a little bit of a stretch. So you want your hips over this way and your feet and arms going this way, creating a nice banana shape. Whatever works for you. Consistency is the key. light tension over time, as many days of the week as you can, for as many muscles as you can, that perform all the functions that your body does each and every day. All right, I'll do 2 minutes here, and then we'll do the other side. Once again, ultimately, you want to increase your time. All you can do all the way up to 8 minutes. So it's good to almost pick your most beneficial ones. 2, 3, 4, or 5 of them. And maybe just do that one day of the week. And then when you have some more time aside, you can do more of a routine. But at least make sure the ones you need the most are getting a really, really good stretch as often as possible. Because remember, you're putting tension on them each and every day. And the better you get at taking that tension off, the better your body will get at recovering and healing and feeling good and being able to handle stress and be more active. And do all the things you need to do to live your life the way you want to live it. Ten more seconds. Good. This side is feeling good and lengthened. Remember, nice and slow back. You know, you can press in and push up a little. Push your belly up, push your belly back. Just wake up that whole section. Make sure it's ready again for life and activity and movement. All right, so now we're going to cross this leg and go to this side. Remember, variation 1 would be like this. Variation 2 would be like this. Variation 3 would be like this. Variation 4 could be both quad stretch and a hamstring stretch. I'm just going to create a little more space for me over this way. Good. Remember, as I'm stretching to the right, where I'm holding my leg, my left shoulder is down on the floor. So I can get nice rotation in the midsection. And then it's making sure you unclench and prepare for the deep stretch. So unclench this butt cheek. My right butt cheek was holding on a little bit. Let that go. Unclench here. Unclench your chest, your back, your head, your neck. Do a couple minutes here. Isn't just good for muscle health, it's good for joint health, it's good for back health, it's good for hip health and knee health, because you're messing what I meant to say is you're lengthening all the muscles that go over those joints and attach to those joints. So anytime you do that, you're creating a healthier joint. While creating a healthier muscle. And
and joints are so important, especially the joints of the spine, because they protect the nerves that bring health and life to your body. Good. Remember to always come back slow. In this situation, wake things up a little, and then reset. Same leg over now, and go to the other side. Remember, option one could just be turning that way. Option two could be putting that leg over top here. As your legs are going to the left side, my right shoulder's going down, finding a nice spot for my neck. I could make it part of the stretch, or I could just let it take a break. Go through your checklist of unclenching. Is your bottom unclenched? Is your leg unclenched? Is your torso unclenched? Shoulders and neck. Sometimes you may just use your hand right here to give a little assist if you feel like that'll benefit you. Or you can just leave your arms out like this, just straight out to the side. If you want to stretch shoulders a little bit, you can bend them. But you want that brain to turn off. So don't do anything that causes it to think or wiggle or squirm. You want to be as completely relaxed as you could be mentally and physically, simultaneously. We'll do 30 more seconds. Remember, stop the video. You can do 2 minutes, up to 8 minutes, depending on how deep you want to get into the stretch or how much you want to work on that tight muscle. Do the same for both sides. Consistency and frequency is important to improve health. But if you need to start out with 10 seconds or 20 seconds, start there. All right, unlock. Now we're going to go to that long body stretch, and the options are to lock under, get that stretch. Lock your foot underneath. You could lock your foot over if you want even more tension. You can bring your leg up a little. Or if you want full tension, make a reach way up on the right, reach way down on the right, and reach way out on the left. And let that leg sort of pull your upper body over. So you're getting that inner stretch on this leg, but you're really getting a nice long stretch down this side. Let's relax here for 2 minutes. Good to watch a bunch of different videos and learn different stretches from different people.
You may find that you stretch a muscle that you didn't even know you had, or a muscle that was tight and you didn't know needed attention. And watching different people help you find different ways to access those muscles and
give them what they need to be healthy. Then you jot a couple of your favorites down.
Are the ones you need the most, and those are the ones you do with more consistency.
Sometimes the needs of your body will change and you'll add one or take one away.
And some spots will be your spots depending on how you live your life. And there are ones you'll have to keep doing just to keep up with the tension you're putting on in everyday life. But if you can take more tension off than you put on, your health will continue to improve, your parts will last longer, and you'll enjoy your health a lot more. Your body will always give you back multiple benefits compared to what it asks of you to take care of it. You give it a little, and it will give you back a lot. Good.
Nice and easy. Come back slow. Don't use the muscles you've been stretching. Let them sort of come back to working a little. Sometimes a nice thing to do here is just to go on to a side and just do like a little length of a side just to wake it up a little. Sometimes good just to put a little motion in. So you can use that yin style for any kind of stretching. Start slow, work your way up, and enjoy the benefits.